we can check to make sure that every transaction that occurs, right from the packing at the farmyard, through to packing houses or wholesalers, to the trader, to the consumer, are correct. It's a major project from our point of view, but what we have identified is that there's a significant amount of harm that occurs from time to time with short weight packages or short measure packages, both from the farm throughout the process or even from importers who import fruit and vegetables from overseas.
And so is a short measure, for example, saying a 2 kilo bag of spuds will have 1.8 kilos or something like that?
It's possible, but most of the shortages that we look at are very marginally small. But if you look at the number of transactions over a 12-month period, these small amounts mount up. So it could only be as much as 5 or 10 grams that are short. But what we have in fruit and vegetables, we have a big dehydration problem.
Okay. What's the problem there?
Well, the packer normally might pack to 2 kilograms, but the shelf life could be 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and they don't overpack enough because the pack must be correct weight or correct measurement at the time of sale. And the last sale is the sale to the consumer. So when they pack, they need to pack sufficient to cover the journey from wherever it's packed right through to the consumer actually purchasing.
Oh, so they might actually have to put in a little bit more in case there's evaporation, that kind of thing.
Just a little bit more, because it can depend. Sometimes the fruit and vegetables, when they're freshly packed, straight from the tree or from the ground, they've got a high moisture content which will evaporate very quickly, and then it settles down. But that initial period, if they haven't overpacked enough, then we have a problem that we end up with short weight by the time it gets to the consumer.
It must be challenging in some ways, particularly, I guess, with agricultural produce and fruit and veggies, because, again, I'm just picking a bag of spuds at random, but if you use that as an example, it must be hard to get a 2 kilo bag to weigh exactly 2 kilos given the variance of the size and to be able to, for a farmer to have to perfectly weigh every single 2 kilo bag is a big challenge.
It's a big challenge, but what we find most times with a bulky product like potatoes, they'll normally give a pretty good margin over measure. In other words, it can be up to 100 grams sometimes we find with potatoes in particular. It's unfortunate, but you can't control and you can't cut a potato in half.
And is it primarily aimed at protecting consumers then? Is that kind of the aim here?
No, we consider business-to-business transactions as important as a business to a consumer. And that being that you're competing on a level playing field that way, because if you're buying it by price, then you can look at the quality. If you're rest assured that you're getting the correct measurement, then you're well ahead of the game before you even start.
And so what advice do you give to packers and growers to make sure that they are sending off accurate measures and that they are putting in what they say is on the label?
What we encourage packers in particular to have is what we call a compliance program, whereby they have a system in place. They do spot checks on their own products to make sure the correct measurement's there, and also they're very aware of the shelf life that pack may have to endure during its journey to the consumer, so that they basically get enough in there without giving away too much, because we don't want people giving away too much either, but they get the correct quantity in there so that it lasts the life of the product.
Okay, so generally to err on the side of putting a little bit too much in.
We would suggest that, but we don't advocate anything other than correct measurement at the time of sale.
Now, as part of this too, inspecting 11,000 lines of packaged goods, you're even doing secret shopper trial purchases. If you do find significant discrepancies as part of this program, are there penalties in place if people are really clearly doing the wrong thing?
If they're clearly doing the wrong thing, if it starts off as a minor breach of the legislation, we may issue a warning letter to start with, or even a non-compliance notice at the time we're in the store. Other than that, we can take infringement notice if it's sufficient, or we can take them to court.